Let's talk about the power of authenticity. Authenticity is real, true. And when it comes to objects, it might just be what turns something ordinary into something extraordinary. On today's episode, I'll be sharing a very creative example of how one museum decided to interpret one of their most special artifacts to great success. Hi, my name is Lindsay Smith with Exhibit Smith. I'm rethinking the way we save our stuff. I help people interpret, preserve, and better understand the objects that make up our world. If you have a lot of stuff, it might feel overwhelming. But believe it or not, I truly believe that artifact and heirloom preservation can be both easy and fun. In fact, I've developed a series of introductory level workshops on this topic just to prove my point. Learn more about them at exhibitsmith.com. Okay, back to the conversation of authenticity and of using that to leverage the importance of an object. Let's think on this a little, especially regarding the museum world. Of course, that's where I'm coming from. Why do people usually visit history museums, after all? History museums can vary greatly, but they usually have one thing in common. Whether it's a state museum or a local history museum, a museum that focuses on a particular subject matter, like a military museum or a fashion collection, or even a museum that's actually housed in an historic structure, like a one-room schoolhouse or a private residence. These very different types of institutions all do one very united thing. They interpret the past. And the vast majority of these museums use authentic artifacts to help tell those stories. Exhibit developers at these museums have the power, yes, we like the power, to pick and choose which artifacts from their collection they will use to tell the specific stories that they're after. They will carefully choose not only an object, but the whole scene, the text, the lighting, the vibe, everything around that artifact. They're carefully curating the entire exhibit experience for you and I to enjoy. They are the ones who will determine the story that they think is most important for the exhibition, and we trust them to do that with accuracy and integrity. There are many different ways we can look at a single item. Many different exhibits it could take place in. And I focus on that in my workshops, and I'll be discussing how to look at artifacts in different ways in a future episode. But until that episode drops, I want you to understand that with the right thinking and interpretation, even the most ordinary looking artifact or item can truly come alive in the eyes of museum guests. And today, I'm going to tell you a story of just that. But before I begin, here's a little information about this artifact, a little teaser, right? If you saw it folded up on a table, you would probably just walk right on by, thinking it was something that needed to be tossed or donated or just gotten rid of. But properly mounted and interpreted, the item's true worth is revealed. This museum I'm going to talk about, though, they went an extra step. They went above and beyond anyone's wildest dreams. Using the authentic artifact, its extraordinary backstory, and a little bit of theater magic, they created an awe-inspiring educational spectacle. Are you ready to hear about it? Today, I'd like to tell you a story about a tent. A special tent. George Washington's tent. In fact, it's on display at the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia. Last spring, I had the opportunity to chaperone my son's fourth grade field trip to the museum. To say the kids were excited to go on a field trip is an understatement, by the way. I think my ears were ringing for weeks after those bus rides. It was a little too much for this mom to take. Anyhow, when we got to the museum, the first thing we did was to see their multimedia production of General George Washington's tent. Before the lights dimmed in the theater, a museum educator explained the artifact's importance and that it was old, authentic, and should not be photographed. The room full of loud, bouncy fourth graders started asking a myriad questions all at once. Where did you get it? Can I touch it? What would happen if I touched it? You know, kid questions. Is it real? Was a big one. There were also some high school students in the crowd. Just FYI. I really wanted to jump up and start explaining things, but as a parent chaperone, I just sat and smiled. The rambunctious kids were really getting into it. During the wonderful introductory film, most of the kids were able to stay quiet, but it is fourth grade after all. So there was a constant bit of background chatter, which kept the energy up in the room. And then, at long last, the screen rose and the crowd started going wild. The tent! The tent! But there was another screen behind it, and the movie continued. This was a brilliant move, by the way. The crowd reacted and anticipation grew. The high schoolers behind us were just as engaged as the fourth graders. Then, at long last, the second screen gave way, and there it was, Washington's tent, beautifully lit and safe behind glass. A screen along the back wall projected sky and trees as they changed through the seasons, and the lighting made the tent seem magical. And the crowd went absolutely wild. The 10-year-olds and the high schoolers were going nuts for George Washington's tent. Like, I'm talking completely nuts, like Beatles on Ed Sullivan nuts. "It's the tent!" they kept shouting over and over, standing up in their seats. It was too loud to even hear the movie narration anymore. It was just complete screaming chaos. And personally, my material culture loving heart exploded. I was both laughing and honestly getting teary-eyed from their reaction. And I'm so glad I was there to experience it. So thank you, fourth grade teachers, for selecting me as a chaperone. But then, stage right, was that a lantern moving around inside the tent? And it looked like someone was walking around inside? Was it? Was it George Washington? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. The kids started shrieking again at the top of their lungs. Thanks to this very clever and apparently extremely effective use of lighting. Well done. Oh my goodness. What an experience. I could tell you so much more about how wonderful the field trip was, but this is the moment that will stick in my head and in my heart for years to come. It was amazing. And if you're ever in Philadelphia, go see the tent and definitely take any 10-year-olds you have along for the ride. I am very curious to learn about the moments that you have had in your life where you encountered an object and then learned the story behind it and were just completely blown away. Or a moment when it really made you think of the item or its context in a completely new way. Perhaps you were just floored that you were kind of standing in front of this real piece of history, and it was just all of a sudden too much to grasp. These are the moments that keep me doing this. This is the reason why I focus so much of my time on helping people preserve and interpret their stuff. You don't need to own a national treasure to discover and curate extraordinary, unique stories that really shine and connect with people. Sometimes it just takes asking the right questions and taking good notes, such as interviewing a family member about a prized possession. So even if you're not a museum person, or especially if you're not a museum person, I invite you to think about the items that are in your life. Perhaps by walking around your house, looking at each room and thinking, what is the most important item or items that I have in here? And am I just taking them for granted as they get covered with dust? Is there a way I can highlight them? Is there a way that when you walk into that room, you're going to be reminded of that piece and that story? Or are they currently getting lost in the shuffle? i.e., like, do I literally have to move piles of other potentially less important items out of the way to even see and appreciate these few special items? And then think of the tent story and ask yourself, how can I easily create these moments in my own home, in my own life, with the things that are important to me? Fully understanding that you're not going to have something like Washington's tent, or let's say a Gutenberg Bible, or the Hope Diamond, or any sort of national, international treasure. That doesn't matter. It's all about scale. What's important to you? You don't need those international amazing pieces to make you feel this way. What's important to you are those items that bring you those feelings. And I'm very curious to learn what things you have in your life and how you are or are not cherishing them or displaying them or storing them or even really remembering them. How are you keeping their stories alive? Anyhow, that's all I have for today. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I invite you to subscribe to my podcast. And once again, you can see everything Exhibit Smith is up to at exhibitsmith.com, including grabbing yourself some free downloadable resources created by moi. Thank you so much for listening. I'm already looking forward to the next episode.